The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I shared with you a letter that was sent to the South Carolina School Boards Association this week by a group of South Carolina legislators. I had Representative Stuart Jones on for a while yesterday on the show. The letter basically is questioning whether or not the South Carolina School Boards Association should continue their membership in the National School Board Association. The letter is addressed to Executive Director Scott Price. It says, "We, the undersigned members of the South Carolina House of Representatives, request your prompt attention in the matter regarding the September 29th letter from the National School Boards Association to the Biden administration. We're deeply concerned about the future of education in South Carolina. We support excellence in education, a positive work environment where teachers are valued and effective, expanded opportunity for students, and active and involved parents, primary stakeholders, who are supported and encouraged by their school district in their child's education. Most importantly, we believe that freedom is the best catalyst for prosperity." And it goes on to talk about the NSBA's letter to President Biden falsely claiming that school boards were under an immediate threat from attendees, from parents. And there was a lot of focus on Virginia in particular. Some people believe that education was one of the major issues that probably pushed GOP Governor Youngkin into the victory column on Tuesday. So the question I asked Representative Jones yesterday, and I've asked a couple of times recently, is how much does it cost? How much is South Carolina paying to be a member of the National School Boards Association? And I think we have an answer on the 94.5 The Answer guest line. Linda Leventis Wells from the Greenville County School Board. Good morning. How are you, Linda?
Good morning, Joey. I was listening to the Lieutenant Governor yesterday, and I was listening to everyone, and I called in, and I just want to make sure that I give you the correct information. So,
all right, well, let's start here first, Linda. I want you because I look, you and I have known each other a long time. I trust you. I trust your judgment. And you have expressed to me in the past that there are benefits to being a member of the School Boards Association. Now, as it is right now, I'm not sure of those benefits. And so let's start with that. Tell me, as a school board member, and we have to kind of put this, we have to kind of set this up properly. Many of you guys, you spend your time, your money running to be a member of the local school board, and you may not have held public office before. You're just a concerned parent. You're concerned about the education that our kids get in our community. So let's take it from there. These associations do provide some good things for people, kind of keeping you informed. Is that right?
That's correct, Joey. The South Carolina School Board Association, the membership, has access to professional development and training for school board members, also legislative and legal advocacy, which means that the South Carolina School Board membership, they have access to national resources and training services. Also, a work-like group such as the Council of School Attorneys, and we have a school attorney, Doug Webb, he has resources available on certain, you know, on cases and federal cases and so forth and rulings. Mm-hmm. Also, the Council of the State Association legislative staff, they also help with superintendent searches, communications, and et cetera. So that's what it brings. Now, depending on who's president, depends on the direction. I've been to the National School Board Association in the last 15 years, maybe 3 or 4 times. And they set up meetings with the with our representatives in Congress, such as the senators and the congressmen, U.S. Right. congressmen. We're able to go to their offices and talk about different issues that we're facing in South Carolina, and we get their perspective and their insight on the best way of going about and dealing with these things. And it also gives us an opportunity to have a one-on-one. And that's all of our South Carolina school board members. We, those that are in attendance would go to, you know, visit our senators, like Senator Scott, Senator Lindsey Graham, et cetera. And, you know, our Congressman Timmons, right. and the list goes on. So that's good. It's just, I don't go every year. I you know, they're just, sometimes the speakers are just not where I feel
right.
I'm going to benefit right. from.
Well, and I've got to believe, that's all important, Linda, but I got to believe that Senator Scott, Senator Lindsey Graham, that and I know William Timmons and Jeff Duncan and Ralph Norman and Joe, I know those guys would welcome you and your other board colleagues. They would welcome you anytime.
Right.
And so, you know, that's to me, that's not necessarily a benefit of being part of the National School Boards Association. But I know there are other things in there as well. But you have to admit that the letter that they sent, that the NSBA sent to the Department of Justice, wanting the FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies to be involved to sort of monitor school board associations, that was out of line, don't you believe?
Absolutely. And in fact, I made a statement and I sent an email to Scott Price stating that if this is the direction the South Carolina School Board Association is heading, then I would never attend another conference. Yeah. And he immediately replied and said, that's not in line with what our belief system is.
Yeah.
And we have sent them a letter, and this is totally out of line. And a lot of school board members throughout the state of South Carolina have voiced their opinion.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, to say parents are the ones that are terrorists just because they don't agree with the board decision, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And to sit there and call these parents terrorists, are you kidding me? We have a system in place with our board. We run because we care. We understand parents are going to be upset. You've got parents that want masks. You've got parents that don't want masks. So we get hit in all directions, but
yeah.
that's the parents' decision, and that's their right to voice their opinion. And everybody's got an opinion, whether it's good or
yep.
not.
Yep.
Everybody has an opinion.
I get it every morning. That's why we sit here and talk for 3 hours every morning. And that's the whole idea. I mean, you know, look, I think being a member of the school board is one of the toughest jobs in the world because you're the closest to the people of any elected official, I believe, and you're dealing with people's kids, and emotions can run high, so I get all that. All right, so as a result of that, a lot of state yeah. associations, Ohio, for example, withdrew their membership to the National School Boards Association. Other states, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Alabama, at one point, they were considering removing their membership as well. One of the things that came up, and I asked Representative Jones yesterday, I gave him a little bit of homework, and I think you heard that conversation or part of it when I was talking with the Lieutenant Governor as well, is how much does it cost us, South Carolina that is, to be a member of the National School Boards Association? So far, no one seemed to know, but you say that you have that number.
I believe I do. And I will first, let me just tell you, we are not members. The Greenville County School District is not a member, but we are a member through the South Carolina School Board Association.
But you do send money to the South Carolina School Boards Association, and they take that money. They take that money to pay the national dues, correct?
That's correct.
And
every district in the state of South Carolina.
And what are those national dues?
$80,000.
$80,000 a year. $80,000 a year is what South Carolina pays the National School Boards Association to be a member. And I'm going to take it a step further and to call some of our parents domestic terrorists. Now, they have apologized, but I think only because they got caught. That's not good enough.
Well,
no, it's not.
Yeah, that's not good enough for me. I am adamantly appalled by that statement and the way that was handled. So, and I'm not alone in that, Joey. And also, I will tell you that I believe Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Missouri are also in there with Ohio.
Yeah. There are several other states. You're right.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Linda? Do you think there'll be a discussion on whether or not we maintain our membership in the National School Boards Association?
Well, I can assure you that I'm on top of it, as well as other board members. And Scott Price understands the urgency and the importance of our stance on this. And he has stated that he sent them a letter, he has put them on notice, and we are not going to tolerate this.
Yep.
Linda, they have apologized, but it's not good enough. Like you said, they made the statement. It was
a little late.
And
little late.
Law enforcement, you know, Joey, you know Sheriff Hobart Lewis, and you know Howie, the chief, and you know that they are, all of our municipalities in the county and city are perfect. They know, and they are there for us. If anything gets out of line, we don't need federal people coming in here. They don't know us. We've got SLED. We've got everybody we need right here in the state of South Carolina.
We don't need a bunch of feds coming down here for sure. Hey, Linda, thank you so much for answering the question of the week. That was the question of the week. Hey, I have a certificate for you for a bundt cake at Nothing Bundt Cakes for answering the question of the week. I'm going to get that to you, okay?
Well, my mother will love a bundt cake. 94, she will love it. Thank you, Joey.
Linda Laventis Wells, you have a blessed weekend, and thank you for the information. She proudly serves on the Greenville County School Board.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.